Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about business ethics. How to decide if something is good or not, the right thing to do. A lot of people, maybe they're starting out in business and you just don't really have like a good ethical understanding yet of what's good or bad, the right things to do online. So I'm going to make some clarifications on a few things that are really important to make, okay? Number one, when it comes to doing research, you can do as much research as you want. Take as many ideas as you want from your competitors. That's perfectly fine. And you should definitely research as much as you want. But something you shouldn't do is ever copy content from your competitor's website and put it on your website, okay? That's bad ethics when it comes to e-commerce, internet marketing, anything like that. It will not get your site ranked in Google very well. And even if you don't plan on ranking in Google, just running ads, it's not going to help because that competitor might find out that information and then you'll get a Google DMCA, which will actually also ban your website from Google Ads. So it's not good for you either way. So don't do it. Okay. And also, yes, you can definitely extract suppliers from your competitors and create business partnerships with them yourself. Okay. That's a great thing to do. You should definitely do that. But don't go to those suppliers and try to cut out the other dealers. Okay. That's just a terrible business ethic thing. I've had competitors do that to my clients and even to me, and it's kind of stupid. It's really annoying. Don't be that kind of person. Don't play dirty, okay? It's really just bad ethics in the first place, okay? Play a fair game and be the better player. That's what you should do. All right. Those are like mostly the main things. I think that when it comes to ethical decision making, it also is really important to understand customer service and that you have good values and principles when it comes to providing good service for your customers. It's really, really important because, customers at the end of the day are your lifeblood of your business, and providing good customer service with a good attitude, and good follow-up is of utmost importance, okay? So make sure that you do that. Make sure that you're following through when you say you're going to do stuff, and, just really, really make sure that you're taking care of them when bad things happen, okay? If something arrives damaged or whatever it takes, just, have good business ethics. Know that you're in this for the long run. It's a big business, for the long run, you want to make sure that you're taking care of your customers really well, okay? That you don't have any kind of, short-term thinking when it comes to taking care of customers for issues that need to be taken care of. Okay. Some ways to think about decision making would be, think about if that decision was to be headlining in the news, the next day. Would you be happy to see that in the news? If not, then obviously it's probably not a good decision. Okay. So that kind of brings up the idea of community approval and, whatnot, and being accountable to people outside of yourself. Okay. And just make sure that if everybody knew about it, would it be a good decision to make? Okay, and also you can ask yourself the question, will your decision or your action make the world a better place? Okay, are you actually providing more value by doing that? Are you, making people happy by doing that? Okay, that's a good thing to think about as well. And then also another good question to ask is, what would happen if everybody did that? Okay, so if you're considering copying content, what happened if every website copied content? You just have a bunch of websites that have copied content, no unique, viewpoints, no unique material. So just, what would happen if every website decided not to take care of their customers and, to be really, rude to customers? Then we just have a terrible experience shopping online. No one would want to shop online anymore. So just stop and ask yourself that question before you do something. And then you can also ask the question, what will this do to my character or the character of my organization? A lot of people refer to this, as the actual lifeblood of your organization is your customer service, your ethics behind that. And it's true, Zappos, for instance, was built on customer service. Amazon, built on customer service, okay? By having good customer service, you can really grow your business a lot bigger. But if you have bad customer service, the chances are that your business won't grow as fast or just won't be as big. And that's because customers will be unhappy. They won't refer you to more people, okay? And then just no matter what, whatever you're doing, just ask yourself, is this consistent with my personal values and principles? Do you have personal values and principles in the first place? And if you don't, then maybe you should write that down and establish your values and principles. Every company has them, or should have them, written down on their about page, their values and principles, things you want to do. Provide the best customer service, always be upfront about everything, all the fees and stuff, and always make sure that your customers are taken care of, So make sure that you establish what your values and principles are, your personal ones, and that you establish what your business principles and values are so that you're always staying consistent with that. And when you're hiring team members, make sure that they are consistent as well. Teach them about your company policies and make sure that they stay consistent with your company's values and principles as new hires. And if you notice that they stray from that path for any reason, that you take a hard look at why they're your employee and keep, you know, give them a few chances and then let them go if they just don't keep improving. All right, guys, I hope that makes sense. Definitely have good ethics in business. It's the best thing. Ask yourself those questions before you make any tough decisions about what you're going to do. Any questionable actions, ask those questions first. Would I be happy if it was headlining the news? Will my actions make the world a better place? What would happen if everybody did this? What will this do to my character, the character of my organization? And is it consistent with my values and principles? Okay, hope this podcast was helpful. If you're interested in starting an online business and learning more about e-commerce and growing an online business, go to ecommerceparadise.com. I have a free niches list. I also offer free training courses as well as premium training courses. I also offer done-for-you services like building websites and building entire businesses. So go check that out at ecommerceparadise.com, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Take care.